This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I know the Pettycast is tomorrow. This may not be petty. It's just an observation. The Rockets Summer League game is on TV in our studio right now. The one yesterday. They got blown out by Detroit's Summer League team yesterday. And they showed Jabari Smith Jr. and Amen Thompson sitting at midcourt at the game. And one of the things, like, look at the support from the guys on the Rockets for their summer league guys. And I'm like, the summer league is in Vegas, you know, like it's not like it's in Topeka, Kansas, and they're, you know, they're taking a bus up there or something. There, my
that
guess is
true, yeah.
when the game's over, I'm guessing Jabari Smith Jr. and Amen Thompson and this great and others and the great sacrifice they're making and be at these summer league games, I'm guessing is more than wiped out by the blackjack tables and whatever other trouble they choose to get into in Vegas on that trip.
You're right. I mean, it's kind of like you know what it is. It's the same way that Nantucket is where all those Patriots people get together in vacation in the offseason. Las Vegas is the NBA vacation spot where they go during summer league. You're taking some games,
yeah.
And then you're, you know, doing your own work against. With whichever guys you work with in the summer, and
yep.
There you go.
Yep.
But it's always ironic, though, because the last place I want to be in July is Las Vegas.
That's true.
So
outside,
yeah.
At least, yeah.
I want to be as far north as possible.
No doubt.
Somewhere in Saskatchewan, I suppose.
Somewhere near Xavier Nayan's hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington, right near the border.
Yeah, except it's hot out there, too, in
is
the
it
summer.
Really? Okay.
Pacific Northwest gets hot.
Does
in
it?
The summer. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Unless you're right on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, and just Eugene, because in Eugene, I've been out in the summer in Eugene, Oregon, at University of Oregon.
Yeah.
It's in the 90s at Eugene, which is like 30 miles inland. Then you go out to the coast, and you got to have a parka on if you want to walk on the beach.
Bay Area is like that. San Francisco is really cold at nighttime, in the summertime, you know? And
yeah.
San Jose,
it's
not
the
so
old,
much.
The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right, so Jeff.
And then they taxed the hell out of me.
Yeah. So Jeff Luno did an interview with the Crush City podcast. That's Tyler Stafford. And local baseball, right? We could play this game all day long. Chandler Rome was the other host on the podcast.
We joke around a little bit because Chandler doesn't like to actually name the names of radio hosts when they get when he quotes interviews. He'll say a local radio host,
yeah,
or a local radio show. Like,
yep.
But listen, we'll be the better people.
Yeah, we will.
And say that it is Chandler. And Chandler asked some really good questions.
Good questions, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
We're gonna get
as
to
it's Tyler, of course. As
yes,
well.
They both did a nice job with this interview with Jeff Luno, which is this is the second interview I've seen him do since getting fired back in 2020. Vanessa Richardson had one with him a couple of years ago that was way more about him getting fired, and I don't know if he was suing the team at the time, all these things.
It was much more in the heat of the moment, or the
yeah.
recent heat of the moment.
Yeah.
This tended to be a little... It was cool because they got to just talk to him about a lot of the previous trades and moves and building the team and all
yeah.
that. It was some kind of good inside baseball
stuff. Some great
stuff.
Anecdotes, no doubt. This was the what might have been is a big emotion I came away from this with. This was Jeff Luhnow. Chandler asked him, how much do you reflect on the Carlos Gomez Mike Fiers trade from back in 2015?
How much do you reflect on that trade? That the trade, the Carlos Gomez Mike Fiers trade for Hader and Brett Phillips and who else was in there? Domingo Santoro.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, it was we traded a lot of value. We knew we were trading a lot of value. I think we didn't properly evaluate Carlos Gomez. I mean, if you look at what he did prior to us trading for him, he was reaching status of being a superstar and was athletic and, you know, filled a lot of needs for us. You know, had a nice home run in the wild card game, but that didn't make up for the four players we sent away. And Fiers had, you know, Fiers was really good for us at certain times, for sure. He was our most consistent pitcher, I think, in 2016. But yeah, I mean, that one, if I could have that one back, that would be probably number one on my list of trades I'd want back.
Okay, it doesn't translate on the radio as well as it did on the video on the YouTube, but the smiles, the smirks on the face of Luhnow and Chandler and Tyler, I think said it all. The line of questioning or the line of thought process on that whole strand there of the podcast was more about trading away Josh Hader and maybe Carlos Gomez being a disappointment. But I could kind of read it in their faces, like the big reason I think that Jeff Luhnow would want that trade back, Mike Fiers was the rat. He was the one that ratted everybody out. And if there's no rat, there is no firing of Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. And who the hell knows where this thing goes if those two are still around?
And it really is. That's the whole – the reason I call it the being better than everybody else scandal was that there was a perception in 2017 seemingly that basically everybody in the league knew that there was a lot of dodgy stuff going on with electronic sign stealing. The league didn't have the strict rules in place. So when they cracked down on it after the 2017 season, people around baseball were very willing to be, hey, there are a lot of teams doing this type of stuff. Let's let bygones be bygones. But then when Fiers leaves the organization eventually and they're watching the Astros continue to hit at the same level, the feeling around baseball was, well, they must still be doing it. Yeah. If they're as good now as they were in 2017, then they must still be doing it. And that's why it's the being better than everybody else scandal. Because Fiers had to go yap into the Athletic and say everything he said, and then the Astros get singled out for 2017. So yada, 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 no big deal. I thought it was interesting, and they didn't, you know, go deep and they didn't address the fact that Fiers was the rat. But the one theme from this interview that's really interesting in light of the current Cam Smith addition to the team was Luhnow was really open about mistakes he had made and lessons he learned. And one of them was, man, you got to be really, really careful about shipping out your own talent for a quick fix. And you just, it's not like you're not going to do it at times, but you got to be really careful about it. This is when they were talking about Kyle Tucker being untouchable and what have you. So I think that if they had asked them about Cam Smith, like, hey, if Cam Smith were in an organization, would you trade him away? I don't know if he would have given, you know, he's not going to try to throw shade at Chicago or anything, but I don't think Luhnow would, there's not a chance in hell that if right now Luhnow were in a situation like that he would ship out a Cam Smith.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
For a Kyle Tucker, ironically.
Yeah. So the obviously some regret over the Carlos Gomez Mike Fiers trade on many levels. This was the other one that got me thinking about, man, if they hadn't gotten caught, if Mike Fiers hadn't ratted them out, I think there's a good chance Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch are still the GM and the manager of this baseball team, given how talented they are. Here's Jeff Luhnow when he was asked about working with A.J. Hinch. Really, he was asked about working with a manager in light of the Bryce Harper trade rumors. How do you manage expectations in the clubhouse when it looks like you're getting close to a big deal? Deal doesn't get done. Luhnow talked about how he just worked in lockstep with A.J. Hinch.
With A.J., it was different than with other managers because A.J. was a general manager and he and I were so closely attuned and aligned in everything that, you know, he was involved in a lot of the trade discussions in who we wanted. And, you know, he helped negotiate the Verlander trade very much so because he's very close. Obviously, he's close with them. He got hired by them, but He was very close with Al Avila in the front office over there. So whenever we needed to do a bad cop, good cop, I would be the bad cop and I'd say, we're done. We're not going to do that. And then, you know, AJ would call up Avila a few hours later and say, hey, you know, he's serious. He's not going to do it unless we change this out or the other. And so it kind of worked to our advantage.
Okay, that was funny. That was one cut, Seth, that had me thinking, like, really, there were several points in this interview. I'm like, I don't think Luno's coming back to baseball because he's given away like all of his all of his social tricks, you know, like,
oh yeah.
The next time, if he were a GM in MLB and there's a trade that they're getting close to at the deadline and he hangs up on me and says, I'm not doing that, I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to wait around for the manager to call me, you know?
I mean, it was interesting. He, you know, and I know we're going to play this later, but they had asked him if he ever thought about coming back to baseball. And, and he pretty just, not braggadociously, said, I know I could still be really good at it, and there's parts of it that he misses, but he's so intertwined now in his business and owning multiple different European soccer teams that I don't think it's ever actually going to happen.
No.
So, yeah. But, no. You know, that part of it, the good cop, bad cop part of it, I thought that was really interesting. That they kind of had a conscious strategy of it. Well, it also made me wonder how you and I could use that strategy.
Good
maybe
cop,
in interviews.
Cop. Yeah, maybe.
Well, we do that in interviews a little bit.
A little bit.
We have Casario on. You're good cop and I'm bad cop.
I think that's fair. I think there's some of that going on for sure. As far as Luno and AJ Hinch, boy, I got to thinking, Seth, when Luno was talking about working in lockstep with AJ Hinch, and AJ's background does lend itself to that, as Luno pointed out. AJ has been in the front office, or had been, before coming to Houston to be the manager. It got me thinking about Dusty and James Click. Like, you go from this GM and this manager that see the world through a very similar prism. Maybe not exactly the same. I don't think you want them to be exactly the same. You do want some conflicting opinions. But clearly they worked well together. They had an MO. They had a way of doing things. And they're both very, very, very intelligent. So are James Click and Dusty Baker, but they were oil and water, apparently. You know, when James Click had a deal all lined up for Wilson Contreras, here comes Dusty Baker to say, no, we need to keep Jose Urquidy in this trade. Dusty sees the world, I think, through I don't think he ignores analytics, but he's not an analytic guy. James Click is a Yale grad who was writing for Baseball Prospectus and working for the Rays before he came here. It just got me thinking, like, yeah, they were still able to win a World Series in 2022. They've still been one of the best teams in baseball post Luno and Hinch, but it did get me thinking, man, if those two were allowed to cook for another 5 years together, what would that have looked like? You win the World Series in 2022, so you go, okay, you win a World Series. Would 23 and 24 and now 25, would the pack have come back as close as they've come to you the last few years if Luno and Hinch were making the decisions in 2020 through 2022, you know?
Yeah.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, and I think that's where it always comes down to, what's the personality mix between the GM and the manager or the head coach. And I think right now, It feels like a good non-dysfunctional relationship between Dana Brown and Joe Espada. Yeah. In that Espada, for one, is getting his chance with the Astros and everything. So the power dynamic's a little bit different, where Dusty Baker was a made man to the extreme already. And, you know, he'd earned the right to be a little bit maybe belligerent about some things versus going with a young and up and coming GM. So it just feels like the right blend right now. Mm-hmm. It just never felt necessarily like the right blend with the other scenarios since Luno and Hinch were gone.
Yeah.
I like the part where Luno was saying that the nice thing about having Hinch was that Hinch understood that nothing's set in stone. So we could have conversations with him about how, hey, this deal might be really close, but you don't get overly excited about it. He didn't have to tell Hinch not to get overly excited about it.
No, this was another big one from this conversation. Again, this is Jeff Luno, the podcast. He was on the Crush City podcast. About a 50-minute conversation. Well worth your time. I would go out of your way to find it if you're an Astro fan, if you haven't already. But he talked about the Roberto Osuna trade, and he said that he regretted making the deal. They had to do it over again. Of course, Roberto Osuna, who got here just as he was finishing up a 75-game suspension for domestic violence. It was a very controversial trade at the time, particularly with female fans and sports writers. Here was Luno saying he didn't take into account at the time of the trade the impact it would have on female fans.
I didn't take into account as much as I should have the impact it would have on our fans, especially our female fans, and how they would feel. And that was a mistake. And, you know, I did talk about it with female friends and family, but I probably should have spent a little more time thinking about it. But it wasn't, you know, yes, I made the decision to trade for him. I did not do it unilaterally. The talent checked the box for sure. And there were, you know, everybody that was around me that I collaborated with was, you know, there was nobody saying don't do it. Because if someone had said don't do it, I mean, obviously we wouldn't have done it.
Okay, so that's Luno on the Osuna trade.
I wish he would have thrown a Brandon Taubman in there, too.
I was just thinking about
Taubman. Told me it was the go-to move.
Dude, that's...
I love Roberto Osuna! What if he was acting the same way in the GM's office like, the way he was after the playoff victory? I love Roberto Osuna!
You know the crazy thing about that? Well, I mean, there's a lot of crazy things about the Taubman thing. When Taubman... And for those who don't remember, after the ALCS, the Altuve walk-off, in the clubhouse afterwards during the champagne celebration, Taubman walked over to a couple of the female sports writers who had been very anti-Osuna and got within their sphere there, within the radius, and was saying, sure glad we got Osuna, sure glad, with clear intent. The crazy thing about that is Osuna blew the save in that very game. Like, he gave up. The reason they went to extra innings is because Osuna gave up a home run to DJ LeMahieu in that game.
I think if there's one lesson we've learned from signing guys like this, if we go to Deshaun Watson signing in Cleveland, it's that owners and GMs, by all means, do not ask. When they say, I've talked to women about this, in both Osuna and then what Luno just said there, you've talked to women who are financially dependent on the Astros or the Browns or whomever else. Maybe try to broaden the sphere a little bit of people that you talk to.
Twitter poll, something, you know, just something.
Imagine if a GM.
Hey, guys.
Hey, should we take a flyer on this guy?
At Jay Luna, what do you think?
Females only respond.
Right, that'll work. All right, let's get to headlines. A lot of Astro headlines from the weekend, including the MLB draft. Rockets Summer League is underway. Little NFL news as well. Speaking of the police blotter and domestic assault, we will get to that in headlines coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.